Welcome to Technology Espresso Cafe Radio. After 7 years, over 700 episodes, and over 70,000 listeners, we continue to stay nimble and agile. We want to engage our young people, parents, and educators to introduce STEM early by leveraging our curriculum based on Smart Sarah, Perceptive PJ, and their friends and family that promote diversity and inclusion. We also want to connect with our college and young professionals pursuing careers, especially in the field we know best, technology and IT. We also weave in tips related to the agile mindset and being agile to continue to promote a way of life that helps us learn to stay flexible, relevant, and ahead of the game in technology. Thank you for allowing us to be a part of your technology and educational experience. And remember to listen, learn, leverage, and launch your dreams and reach your full potential.
Hi, our F word for today and our final F word is forecast. Forecasting, to be able to look ahead, to predict your success is so important. Now, you may think of forecasting, you think of people who forecast the weather. And as you know, sometimes they're right, sometimes they're wrong. But what they're doing is taking historical data, putting that all together, looking at the weather this time last year, looking at new factors that might be changing the weather, looking at what the most current track record has been, all of those factors, looking way in the past, looking at the immediate present, and putting all that data and information together to make their best educated guess. And that's exactly what you have to do as a business owner. Take an educated guess, but you've got to collect the data, which means it's so important to make sure you set up a system that lets you collect the data. And I'm going to speak from not only personal experience, but it's a bit of a confession. When you're out doing vending, doing vendor booths, doing expos, and or eventually, like I've done, opening a store, inventory is no joke. Keeping track of what you have, what you sold, when you've sold it. Sometimes when things are slow, it's almost better because I can see what was sold. I can track it. I mark it down in my books and keep it all neat. If I get a rush in the store and there's only one of me or one or two of us in the store, we're moving so fast and furious and trying to take care of the customers. Sometimes the tracking of things isn't easy. Ideally, you want this all automated and you want the software, but that whole setup in itself, it takes discipline and takes time and effort. And I'll be honest, there's been some hiccups along the way, and I honestly can say I regret it, not taking the time sometimes on the front end to set things up so that the register and the system knows what's coming through. It's so easy to say, let's put a barcode on everything. Would love to do that, and I know exactly why stores do that, but and when you don't, you pay for it on the back end. You're trying to back into your numbers. You're trying to determine when is it time to reorder, what's your best seller, what's not selling. Now, being small sometimes and having a small number of items that you sell, you know, small variations, that's one thing. I've gotten myself in some situations where I like to sell a lot of variety because I get a lot of different people that come through the store. So when I'm introducing new lines of things, I'm creating the perfect storm of not having a fully automated system that tells me what I'm selling. And at the same time, I have such a large variety, it is painful to set up the system to keep track of it. Because from my perspective, having a variety and different things that appeal to a lot of different people or different customers is one of the advantages of being a small business. I can see what people want and quickly pivot or see a theme, but it's a blessing and it's a curse. So I say all that to say, figure out a very good system, figure it out up front. Even when you're figure it out while things are still slow, because as we all hope and predict that things will pick up, and at some point, sometimes they take off when you least expect it. You'll be thankful for that system and you'll take the guesswork out of it. Again, and then you'll be able to look at your numbers. And I'm a quarterly person. Every quarter, I try to look at what I did the last quarter, the last three quarters. And then I try to look ahead and say, well, how is that? How leveraging that information is going to help me to be better prepared for the next three quarters. So looking back and looking ahead constantly, set up that quarterly checkpoint with yourself, hold yourself accountable for that, even create an audience, even if it's arbitrary. I have a few people that have been with me and followed my whole evolution from the writing the stories into the expos now to the store, and I bounce things off of them when it comes to what I'm going to discontinue, what's selling, what's not selling, what strategies am I going to reuse or keep, and so on and so forth. So just taking that moment for that strategic thinking, that critical thinking, and really using that data to forecast. As a business owner, it's not just 3 months ahead. Think also you need to be just 3 months, three quarters, and 3 years. At different points throughout the year, you need to sit down and look at what your plan is, just to give you some general guardrails and remind you. You will be surprised. You will write down certain goals and plans and strategies. You look at it 3 months from now, and there's going to be some things that you completely forgot you wrote down. You're like, oh yeah, I was supposed to do that. And then on the other hand, you'll be like, look, hey, this thing came out of left field and turned out to be the best thing ever. And I deviated from the plan in order to capitalize on that. Or there's that conversation that said, I deviated from the plan. What was I thinking? I should have stuck to the plan. You get to have all these conversations, sometimes with yourself, especially when you're a solo entrepreneur. But that's okay. Just as long as, you know, your brain is going through the process, you're evaluating. And what you'll see is, even as a small business, you mimic exactly what corporate entities have to do. So if you've spent time in corporate, or if you're in corporate and at this moment and thinking about jumping out of corporate, don't do it without first really observing and absorbing how things work in corporate. And just think about how you scale it down and take the good aspects of how corporate is run, you know, quarterly reporting, end of year or beginning of the year kickoff and resetting, setting strategic goals, having a five-year plan, all of those things, they serve a purpose. And so you can do it in an informal way, but do hold yourself accountable and keep your eye on that runway, on that pipeline, keeping it stoked and knowing that there's certain things down the road that you can't predict, but you can pivot. So even if you write it down and say, this is the plan, plan on building in permission. Give yourself permission to be flexible. Don't just declare the plan useless and a waste of time because you have to pivot or deviate. You can come back and evaluate what part was true, what wasn't, and what it's going to do is help you hone your skills until you get better and better at that forecasting. Okay, that's our topic for today. Thank you for listening. I am Jacqueline Sanders Blackman with Technology Espresso LLC Consulting and the Espresso Children's Bookstore. Thank you for listening. Bye for now.